Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Pollin, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy, a man who knows more Redskins history than anybody, somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays, and a guy who taught me the word Meshuggah. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded, so buckle up and let's go!
Here we go!
I guess it's only fair since I have been critical. Let's just leave it at that. I've been critical of the weather in the Mid-Atlantic region over the years that when we have a crackerjack weekend like we just had, I give it its proper due. Andy, it don't get much better than what we got Saturday and Sunday.
Well, listen to you. Listen to you, Mr. Oh, I got to get to Arizona because I can't stand the
weather
snow.
Here. The hot and the heat. Well, look, the weather this weekend was Arizona-ish, only in the Mid-Atlantic. No bugs yet. Now, you biked all the way down to Georgetown, you said, yesterday.
I did, yes. It's about a 50-mile round trip, and it was lovely, just lovely.
Wow. Okay, and your bike is a fully human-powered bicycle.
Yeah, but it's a road bike. You know, it's not like the balloon tires that, you know, we had when we were kids.
I know. Yeah. But the reason that I ask is, you know, my dad, sort of bequeathed me this electric bike that he put together. He ordered this electric bike. This was only like 5 years ago when he was too old to really be riding an electric bike, but he wanted one anyway because some of the more mobile, younger grandparents out in Arizona were riding these electric bikes, and he's like, I want in on this. So he ordered one. It got shipped to the house. It required still some assembly. He was able to put it together, really couldn't ride it, so I took it in. These electric bikes, Andy, are fucking amazing.
Is it a hybrid or is it electric?
How do you define it?
Hybrid means you pedal until you can't pedal anymore, and then the electric gives you an assist. Is that how that works?
Yes, there's five levels of assist. So you can toggle through it. You want a little bit of light help, that's setting one. Right. You want more, two. You go all the way to five. The bike will just go by itself. It's got a throttle on the right-hand handlebar like a motorcycle. You just go boom, you turn it, and you're going 20 miles an hour.
That's good.
Have you ever ridden one, number one, and how do you feel about it as a genuine, bona fide bicyclist who laid it down, got knocked the fuck out, nearly died, and are now back on the iron horse?
Well, first of all, hopefully when you ride this, you're using a helmet. I trust you are.
Most of the time, but see.
Well, get one. Get one and wear it all the time, okay?
Okay. This was a short ride last night as I was finishing up in the garage.
Short ride, doesn't matter. Get a helmet. All right, number two, if you're never going to ride a bike and this is what gets you going, go for it. Absolutely. I think that's great. And then as you try and do more and more and use it less and less, you may be actually interested in getting a bike without a motor.
Yeah. I guess it's like the pickleball of biking. You know, it's introductory to tennis, or it's introductory to bicycling. Or if you're just, you're not as, strong to be able to bike up and down certain hills, it'll give you a boost when you need it.
Yeah. But again, I think you should, as you use it, use it to get yourself in better shape and be less reliant on the electric.
Yeah. Right. So I saw tons of people biking out in the country over the weekend, and of course it made perfect sense. And the thought crossed my mind: when people do that, what do they enjoy about bicycling long distance? What do you enjoy about it?
I like the scenery. The route that I take. So I live in Germantown. So I'm taking like bike paths into Bethesda. So I'm actually doing sort of a little bit of a city riding too, where I ride through Bethesda, which has bike lanes, and it's early Saturday morning. So I'm not, too worried about traffic or anything like that. And then I take the Crescent Trail down to Georgetown. Well, the Crescent Trail goes along the Potomac River. It's beautiful.
The Crescent Trail is a bicycle trail.
Yeah. Bicycle trail starts in Bethesda and ends up down in Georgetown on the waterfront. And yesterday morning, they were having these races, high school teams and the boats with the oars. What do they call that? Sculling or whatever it is. And so I hung out and watched that. So I like all the different changes of scenery as I'm going. And there's some hills going up and then some you go down. So there's reward after hard work going up. And, I take a break. I have a little power bar, a little water. It's nice. I really enjoy it.
Well, good. Better than golf, which you tried and then quit. And you've not yet tried pickleball, have you?
No, but I
why
I,
not?
I just haven't had the occasion to do it.
I know a guy that could get you in it. Your son is into it.
Well, yeah, he plays. He's asked to play. This is a sport that would be really good for him because he's got really good hand-eye coordination.
Right.
And he's in good shape. He plays a lot of rec basketball. And so he started to play a little bit. He lives in the city, so it's, more conducive to that. I just like to get up. I get up really early. I get out on my bike. My buddy, who's been a little bit ill, hasn't been able to bike with me recently. I want to get back biking with him.
Right.
And, I think it's something. Yeah. I sucked at golf and I was angry at myself for sucking. I know you're not supposed to be, but I was angry at myself for sucking. So the only thing I get angry at myself once in a while, there's such a big hill, I can't make it all the way up. Okay, I'm a little angry about that. But otherwise, I come back very happy. When I came back after I hit the bucket of balls, was not happy. And I said, I don't want to do this anymore. Why do I need something that makes me unhappy?
Let me put on my white lab coat and say, Mr. Poland, that's a common side effect of golf. Don't feel bad about it. It happens to everybody.
I understand. So why do you guys do it? I just don't get it.
You have to accept the sucking and the frustration.
Right.
En route to the excitement and the fun and the glory of, man, did I hit it good today? Or, wow, I really putted well, or I played nice, or I shot a good number. It's something we could probably examine for a long time. But anyway, so back to your son. How old is Jeremy?
He'll be 32 next month.
Jesus, Andy. I mean, it was just yesterday that he was this high to my knee. And then he was in grade school. And now he's 32 and he's living in New York City, married to a dentist.
Not married yet, but they've lived together a long time. So, yeah.
And teaching high school.
Teaching middle school. He teaches at a charter school in Harlem. And he's been there for, I guess, 5 or 6 years now.
Harlem Shuffle and still plays hoops.
Oh, yeah. Plays a lot of rec hoops, plays in the park. And, makes sure he keeps himself in shape to, to do that.
Andy's son walked on in high school at Wooten High.
Well, he tried out like everybody else. It's not college. They don't give scholarships.
Okay. Well, fine. So he tried out. and made the team as a junior?
He played JV as a sophomore.
Right.
And didn't make the team as a junior, tried out as a senior, made it. Didn't play a whole lot, but was on the team. And
phenomenal.
And some of his closest friends are teammates from the basketball base.
That's good stuff. All right, we'll talk basketball in a second. LeBron James continues to just keep on keeping on, which I hate to have to praise LeBron James, but I'm going to have to praise him a bit today on the podcast. Let's start, though, with the Kentucky Derby. How many horses have to die before somebody says, you know what, maybe we need to shut down the Kentucky Derby? A million, basically?
Yeah, it's not a good look at all, but it's billions and billions of dollar industry.
I mean, there's no way they're going to do it with the Derby. They're going to do something to try to say, okay, we've got to do something, because two more horses snapped legs on Saturday and had to be put down. That follows a week in which four other horses died either with injuries, or two of them died just mysteriously leading up to the race after a workout.
I know. It's I don't want to say it's a guilty pleasure, because it's, for most of us, 2 minutes, three Saturdays over the course of 6 weeks, 5 weeks. So
right. Six minutes of our life every year. That's all we care about horse racing.
But you're right. And so for me, if they said, oh, we're banning horse racing, it wouldn't make a bit of difference, but there is a whole industry and thousands of people who are dependent on it. I don't have a good answer for you. If you told me that horse racing is being banned, I would not have any objection to it.
But at the same time, it'd be sad, because this event is still a great event, right?
Yeah.
The longest running continuous sporting event in America, 149 years that spanned through world wars to come to this point, 149 years uninterrupted. It was 50 years ago to the day that Secretariat did what Secretariat did. We've never seen anything close since then, right?
Yeah.
And the Derby itself continues to just thrive and go upward. I talked to our friend Dick Girardi of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Remember, we would always have Dick Girardi on every year for the Derby?
Maybe. That might have.
You don't remember Dick Girardi?
It must have been another
radio show. Yeah, we never did it. We never did on the Sports Reporters an obligatory Kentucky Derby interview every year.
We may have, but I don't remember his name. He may have been on, but didn't
anyway, yeah. Dick Girardi is a longtime writer, horse writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He now does stuff for Bet Online and other stuff like that. Our friend Jimmy Shapiro lines him up. But anyway, so I asked him. I said, Dick, I said, let me ask the obligatory yearly question: where's the state of the industry? Where is the state of horse racing? And he goes, well, I don't know about, the rest of the, events and the rest of the sport. It's still in the same old sort of, struggles it's always been. But as far as the Derby, they can't build fast enough here at Churchill Downs. He said they keep building and building and building more seats, more luxury boxes, more this, more that. So the Derby itself continues to soar in popularity for what it's worth.
I've been to Derbies, and I actually told the story on the air this week. I went first in 1985, and I went down to, you know, when you cover horse races, when I was UPI, you got to get down to the barns early in the morning. That's when you can talk to the trainers and the jockeys.
Right.
So I'm down there. I went to the Trotters with my friend Ray Masucci when I was a kid, but that's the extent
of your horse knowledge. So you're there working for API.
UPI
Radio, and you got to go talk to the jockeys and the trainers to file a report for UPI on radio?
Yeah. So the radio stations that we service would have reports throughout the day to run, you know, this build up to the Kentucky Derby. So I see this horse down there, and it is such a fine looking horse. I go, oh my God, I got to bet on this horse. And in the press box at Churchill Downs, there's a betting window there. You don't even have to even go down stairs where everybody else goes. You
just
have your own private betting window. And I'm watching, you know, a guy like Nick Charles. He's back and forth to the betting window. And of course, Andy Byers there for
CNN's
the CNN's
Nick Charles.
Yeah, CNN's Nick Charles and Andy Beyer for the Post, and he's, you know, he's betting big. He's winning big and losing big and betting big.
because on the day of the Derby, there's what, 9 races?
Yeah, all that. So anyway, I get to the start of the race, and then I chickened out and bet the favorite. And the horse that I saw went off, I think, at 10-1 and won with the third fastest Derby time ever. And it was Spend-A-Buck. And actually, Spend-A-Buck turned out to be a game changer because there was a track in New Jersey where he had won a couple of races before. And the owner of the track said, there's $1 million bonus if you add the Kentucky Derby. So rather than run him in the Preakness and the Belmont, even if he had won, the owner went for the money, for the $1 million bonus.
Right.
And so he didn't run in either of the other two races and did win, won the $1 million bonus, which is more than he would have won with the Triple Crown. And so that's when they had to change the Triple Crown series to go to bonus money.
Yeah. And they tried to entice. I think they said there's one year there was like a $5 million bonus if you won all three and nobody hit it. And then in subsequent years, they raised the bonus and still nobody hit it. And then trainers are just like, we're not racing all three because it's pointless, because we know we're not going to win all three, and we're worried about, well, killing our horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Well, the great thing about the press box the one year I went to the Derby was, yes, not only is there a gambling window staffed right there so you can go ahead and bet on your horses, but there was free-flowing beer on tap.
Oh, yeah.
In the press box. And I thought, this is the greatest sports media press box ever. Gambling and beer right there for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, they used to have press, you know, the press rooms at all the basketball and hockey games back in the day at the Capitol Center. There was coolers of beer there.
Well, how soon before they have betting windows from DraftKings or FanDuel, or better yet, my bookie, the official gambling partner of Zabecast, how soon before they have those windows in current press areas inside stadiums at sporting events? Because holy shit, we are saturated in gambling right now.
It's a great question, because apparently objectivity doesn't matter in horse racing. You know, they don't mind whoever's writing a column about the Derby. And if he lost, you know, $600 on the Derby, how he's going to write his column, nobody cares about that. But would it influence how you write about the team? Like if you're writing about the Wizards, who generally suck, and you lose $500 betting on them in a game, would you write a column ripping them more because you're pissed off that you lost, you know, money betting on them? I don't know. It's a great question.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird. So anyway, just to finish up with the Derby, how do you feel about the dude bros showing up in a pack with their suits and showing off their watches? You know, we're talking NFL play. The Derby has become like an NFL gathering of sorts now.
I know. Yeah. Well, it's a good time of year for them. They don't have any, you know, activities. So.
Right. But I mean, it, like when you see it, do you just roll your eyes, or are you like, I wish I was hanging out with those guys? They look cool.
Hey, If I had that kind of money, wouldn't you want to roll into the Derby and have a good time? I mean, I think Brady was the one that started this. Brady, you know, used to take Edelman and, you know, his receivers and just, you know, go out and have a good time. Why not? What else are you going to spend your money on?
I guess so. And the ladies in the giant crazy hats?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's part of it, too. And also the mint juleps. That they sell there, that's all part of the big, you know, hoo-ha there with the, you know, that's like the official drink.
Right.
The natives say it's the biggest waste of sipping whiskey I've ever seen.
Right. You ruin it with this minty nonsense in there when you should just be enjoying the bourbon.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Woodford Reserve was the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. So, you know, how about that? They're adding more and more layers to it all the time. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. Mybookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Okay, let's talk about LeBron James, Lakers. They crushed the Warriors last night. LeBron started slow, but had a spurt there in which you're like, look at this guy at his age running around, blocking shots, trying to save balls from going out of bounds, hopping over three rows of photographers, making spin moves, layups. It was pretty fucking amazing. And you know, I thought LeBron at this point of his career would be really fizzling out, or that injuries would be dragging him down because of all the miles. Not so.
No,
I'm impressed.
He spent, this is not to take anything away from what he's able to do at 38,
but
he spends $2 million a year on his body. I mean, that's a level that nobody else had in the past. Like,
Did you get that number?
He's thrown it around that's what he spends, $2 million a year.
You can't believe everything he says.
Okay. But, you know, if you got an army of personal trainers and, you know, various bariatric chambers that you go in, it's not cheap. You know?
Is he the only one that spends $2 million on his body? Or other NBA players like, I'll spend whatever the team is willing to give me for free. Some stims, some ice, and maybe a sauna.
Well, the other one I heard, and it's not working out so well for him lately, is Russell Wilson. I don't know if he spends $2 million, but he's said that, and I saw him say it on Dan Patrick's show, he spends over $1 million a year on his body.
Wow. You know what? Again, I don't believe him either. He's an incredible exaggerator. I wonder how you run up that much money on your body.
You just do if you hire enough people.
Look, on what?
Mike Tyson paid his tiger trainer $300,000 a year.
Well, that's because he didn't shop around, number one.
Well, okay. But,
there's no yellow page. There's no yellow pages for tiger trainers and feeders, you know?
I understand, but what we think of, like, you know, look, even people at my gym, which is, as you've noted many times, a very basic gym, they have
basic
personal trainers
gym.
There.
Yes. All right, so he spends money on a trainer. Okay, let's say he spends $250,000 a year on a trainer. And let's say he spends another $250,000 on a personal physiotherapist. We still got $500,000 to go. There's not enough Bengay stretching bands and other shit that you could say, well, this is where all this $500,000 comes from to get to that figure.
Well, what if we have to fly in the personal trainer to wherever you are? Let's say you take a vacation in Cabo. You got to fly him in on a private plane.
All right, there's five grand round trip.
Okay,
ten of those a year. We're at 50 grand. We're at 550, Andy. Keep it going.
Okay, I don't have my calculator in front of me to punch in these numbers and have the paper spit out so I can show you a receipt. But this is, I'm just saying he spends an awful lot of money on trainers. Sonny Jurgensen played football until he was 40. What I'm told is when it was time to go in the weight room, he and Billy Kilmer would sit on a bench and kind of laugh at everybody lifting weights. It's a different world now.
Yeah, I know. It's a different world. On the same night the Lakers rout the Warriors 127-97 to take a 2-1 lead in the best of seven, LeBron James's son, Bronny, officially commits to USC. Right. He is the 26th ranked recruit in the nation, 7th in California. And I remember years ago, 2-3 years ago, when the rumors sort of came out like, yeah, LeBron wants to stay in the NBA long enough to play with his son. I was like, right, that's not going to happen. Holy shit, it's happening, Andy. It is going to happen.
Well, how about this? How about Bronny goes to USC, and he's pretty good. Let's say he averages 15 points a game while he's there.
Okay.
LeBron, if he's playing at this level next year, and
does he tell his kid to come out in the draft, even though he may not be drafted that high? And then does he force the Lakers to use whatever pick they've got on his son, no matter whether it makes sense or not?
Or knowing that LeBron is tied to the pick, because I think he set up his contract so he can leave at the end of next year, does the team that has the number one pick take Bronny, even though he's not worthy of the number one pick, because you know you're getting LeBron?
Number one.
Number one, because you not only get Bronny, but you get LeBron.
For like 2 years, maybe?
Most, I would think.
But boy, that's fascinating. I haven't thought about it that way. Yeah, we'll see how good Bronny James gets in his 1 year of college basketball. But I don't know. I'm blown away at LeBron James's durability. which I guess $1 million a year.
$2 million.
Oh, two more. Months. Wow, I should have got my calculator back out. Also, the Heat beat the Knicks 105-86. They're up 2-1 in that series. The Heat, minus their best shooter in Tyler Hero, having gone through the Bucks, are a play-in team from the play-in tournament that might just be playing for the Eastern Conference Finals.
Jimmy Butler is example A of NBA these days. Is that the regular season doesn't mean anything to him.
Right.
There's two levels of Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
And yesterday, they weren't even sure whether he was going to play. He's playing great. They build up a big lead. I was watching the end of the game,
right,
even though it was a blowout. And the Knicks got, you know, uncomfortably close. They had went on like a 6-0 run, got it down to 14. Put Jimmy Butler back in the game, boom, hit some shots, game over.
Yeah.
He's just different. And it's, I guess, Adam Silver just doesn't care. Because the ratings are apparently pretty good. Attendance has never been higher.
I don't know if he doesn't care, more that he just can't do anything about it.
Well, but the regular season is becoming more and more diminished. It's just
But every night these arenas are fucking packed.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what to do about it. It's I'm past the age where I would take my kids, but you know, maybe at some point I'll take my granddaughter.
Parents with kids say the kids love the NBA. Cause
do they love it when the stars don't play?
No, they go home crying. We paid all this money and Giannis was on loan management.
Right.
But they still love the NBA because when I think about the NBA and what it has going for it, it's got a lot going against it that you have to, as a sports fan, kind of wade through or hold your nose. But what it's got going for it, especially for young kids, is that every player, Andy, has a unique style of playing the game, right?
Right.
Some guys are quicker, jump higher, dunk more, shoot farther, do this, do that. They've got a signature move. So they're very fascinating in that way. They're all very individual creatures. And the second thing is, because they're not wearing any helmets nor any equipment, you see them all the time. The amount of FaceTime, getting to know every little thing about them, the fact that Steph Curry chews his mouthpiece sideways half the goddamn game, becomes something that kids gravitate to. And so they love NBA players and teams, but more the players than the teams. They're more into the players.
Yeah, you know? And not only that, and it's the style of play now. Reggie Miller was talking about this. He said, you know, people look at Giannis and they go, well, you know, I'm not going to be 7 feet tall. But they look at Steph and they go, ooh, I can do that. And every one of them wants to shoot. And it's now encouraged. You know, when I was learning to play at the YMCA back when I was 8, 9 years old and there was no three-point shot.
Thought it was at the JCC, Andy.
No.
This community center.
This was prior to the JCC. There was a Saturday thing at the YMCA.
Yeah.
And I used to go with my friends and we would learn the game. They had like a clinic or whatever it was. But they were teaching you want to get the best percentage shot. And if you have a big man, you get the ball to the big man. And if you have an open jump shot inside the lane, shoot it. But don't shoot way out. You will be sitting on the bench. Now, wherever you shoot, you can shoot from half court. It's okay.
Right.
So,
well, yeah, you're right. That has appealed to the suburban leafy tree-lined street dwellers like your son, yep, who practiced in your cul-de-sac on your portable hoop that your neighbor complained about. Right.
That's right. That's right. And then when that wasn't good, and I told him it was throwing off the shot because it was only 9.5 feet, we would go to Glenora Park, where I would rebound for him. And
nice.
Yes, he was the overprivileged white suburban kid that persevered.
But he's too old to really have rooted for Steph Curry, right?
Yeah, I guess. So he
idolized white chocolate, Jason Williams.
Yeah, but Jason Williams wasn't really a shooter.
No, he was a distributor, and he was this very slippery, willowy type of guy.
And he had quickness that Jeremy never had. So it was, but shooting, oh yeah. I mean, a fat kid can shoot. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting to the lane. No, just shoot.
Well, that's what Steph Curry has unlocked for the NBA. It's unlocked every suburban long end of the driveway shooter kid to dream that he could be an NBA player. And that's powerful for the league, and that's why it thrives. So anyway, the Knicks don't, to me, have the singular alpha player. They've got a lot of nice players, you know, RJ Barrett, Brunson, Julius Randle. They're all nice sort of B players. They need one A player. You know, Butler is an A player, even though he's hurt or doesn't give a shit during the regular season. That's why I think the Heat are going to win this series. So anyway, moving right along, Lamar's contract. Let's talk about this for a minute. There's some interesting sort of now second guessing going, hey, where are all the haters talking about Lamar being dumb for not having an agent as they see the details of his contract? And that, you know, you can look at NBA or NFL contracts so many different ways. And they go, look at the three-year money. His three-year money is better than anyone else's three-year money the last 5 years in this league. And then other people go, yeah, but he's the last one to do it. The last guy always has the best three-year money because the price of quarterbacking keeps going up and up and up. Have you looked at or read people who have looked at Lamar's contract and either changed your mind about whether he should have had an agent or not?
No, not really. I think it would have made things a lot smoother. The agent's fee is deductible. I don't think he took that into account.
Tax deduction.
Yeah, and when you know I've used an agent over the years, so have you. And the reason that I've used it is I want protection. I don't want something in that contract where it's in fine print and I didn't really realize what it was about, and they can screw me over with it.
So I
don't know if he's got that either. I mean, I'm sure he did have a lawyer look at it, or the Players Association, or somebody. But you know, some of these contracts, like nowadays, what's his name, the former Redskin linebacker LeVar Arrington, goes around, you know, killing Dan Snyder. Well, the reason he's killing him is because his agent didn't reread the contract when it came to him for signing, and that's where they screwed him over. And that's an agent not doing his job properly.
Right.
And so, you know, that's why if you hire the right agent, that doesn't happen.
I hate to have to say this is a great article by Mike Florio. Oh, God. I have to spit that out of my mouth. But it's a great article by Florio in which he points out all the ways Lamar still would have benefited from having an agent. He says, first of all, it's quite possible he would have been drafted higher than 32nd overall. During the pre-draft process, agents who represent QBs work to pump up their own guys and knock down everyone else. The obvious goal is to get the client picked as high as possible. Bing. That's number one. Agreed?
Yep.
Number two, Lamar had no one to play that game for him. As a result, there was no one pushing and singing his praises to the team members or members of the media, especially when Bill Polian said that he should change positions in the NFL. He wasn't the only one, Andy. A guy we sat down and talked to, who's got some good credibility, said the same thing at Army-Navy. His name, Desmond Howard. Remember?
Never
forget him going laughing. He goes, yeah, he'll be a good wide receiver in the NFL. Desmond Howard was amongst that list that didn't think he'd play. Secondly, and this is the most important thing about having an agent, where's Lamar's catalog of endorsements? Why isn't he the face of Nike in the NFL? That's gone to Dak Prescott. Where are his, you know, soda, shoe, and what's the third big crown jewel endorsements in pro sports? I forget what they call them, the big three. But he's not anywhere, Andy, is he?
No, he's not. No. Well, he's not the most eloquent speaker. Let's put it that way.
Give him a couple lines. Let him practice. It's a 30-second spot. Boom, and then show highlights.
Well, maybe. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, an agent would do that. And I think one of the things I read about him a couple years ago, which tells me a lot about him, and I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing because I'm sort of like this myself, but he lives in a house in Owings Mills, Maryland, which is like $1.3 million. You know what $1.3 million buys in the Washington area?
Nothing. Not much. Yeah, nice colonial, center hall colonial, four bedroom, three bath.
Yeah. I mean,
porch,
you got
deck.
Right. You know, you got these guys like Carson Wentz coming into town for 1 year and buying $20 million houses. Yeah. That's not too smart. So,
and then the larger thing was he said, Florio said that Lamar should have gotten his second contract after 3 years, like Josh Allen did and like Kyler Murray did, who are in the same class. Allen has earned more than $41 million since Lamar in 2021 and 2022, when Lamar was holding out for this, you know, much bigger contract. And it's going to be hard to catch up because time is undefeated. So 2 years in which he fell behind his peers in that draft class. But he's got a ton of money, and he'll probably put a nice addition on that $1.3 million Center Hall Colonial at Owings Mills. And let's hope he can stay healthy if you're a Ravens fan.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll be looking at him in 15 years and find out he's broke, because he does seem to appreciate money and not spending it.
And did you see his hair when he had his press conference? Oh, my God, what a mushroom of incredible follicular brilliance he has. I guess that kind of puts Cam Newton's complaint that he's not in the NFL right now because of his dreadlocks. I think that sort of body bags that excuse, doesn't it?
I think it does, and I was thinking this, too. This is Baltimore. This is the home of one of the most famous haircuts in NFL history, the Johnny Unitas flat top.
Right. Once upon a time, they had the Johnny Unitas flat top. You could land a helicopter on it. Now you got Lamar's incredible plume of whatever that is. But good for him. And, you know, if they can keep him healthy, they've got talent. They've got weapons around him now, so we shall see. When does football start? When does football start, Andy? Does it start next week?
No, it doesn't. They will give us fake football for a while, but it really doesn't start until the second week in September.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Andy, what's on tap for the week? Anything?
It looks like it's a little rain today, so I'll probably be watching some NBA and, you know, make it together with my daughter's granddaughter.
Yeah, go dote on your granddaughter, you know? Yeah. Go spoil your granddaughter and then just say, well, see you next time. Good luck calming down your granddaughter. She's got all the sugar in her. How old is she now?
She's 9 months.
9 months. All right. You can't sugar them up just yet, but you will be soon, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, Andy. We'll talk next week. Thank you, sir.
Bye, Dave. All right, take care.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.